Time to take a closer look at the numbers this morning with Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing some higher prices here. We actually did see some higher prices overnight, but since the 8:30 reopened, market has actually continued to firm here this morning. We have September corn at 382, up 9 1/4. December corn at 393, up 9 1/4. Next D16 corn at 404, up 5 cents. August soybeans continue to gain on the deferreds here this morning, 10:30 right now, up 21 cents. November soybeans at 977 3/4, up 14 1/2. Next November beans at 926, up 9 1/2. Wheat market also a little higher here, although kind of muted compared to what we're seeing in corn and soybeans here this morning. September wheat at 514 1/2, up 4 cents. December wheat at 519 1/2, up 3 3/4. July 16, Chicago wheat at 533 3/4, up 2 cents. Kansas City wheat market, we have September Kansas City wheat at 498 1/2, up 5 1/2. December Kansas City wheat at 519, up 5 1/4. A couple things spurring the rally here this morning, mostly the dry weather concerns here. We've kind of went to two extremes here, too wet early in the summer, and now concerns about some dry Midwest weather here to kind of finish up the crop. Especially in the eastern corn belt, rains a little bit less than expected over the weekend. Did have some nice showers through parts of the corn belt here that did help perk the crop up a little bit, but we're still going to need some more help, more rain here to help finish out the crop here. And then overall, it looks fairly dry here for the next 7 days. If you look at the 7-day precip map, most of the corn belt is going to be on the dry side, so that's helping perk up the markets here a little bit here to start the week here. Some disagreement on the models here for next week. Some are calling for maybe a chance of some rain. Otherwise, keep it a little dry. So probably could keep the volatility alive here in the market here as we move forward, as we continue to focus on the weather. Also expecting crop ratings to be steady, maybe possibly even 1% to 2% lower here with the recent dry weather. So that's offered a little support here. Those crop ratings will be out at 3 o'clock here this afternoon. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock here this morning. Obviously, the big news here of the week will be the Wednesday's August crop report. I'll be out at 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Expectations are for the crop, for both corn and soybeans, crop production yield to be a little less than what they saw in the July numbers. Also expect ending stocks for 15-16 to also be a little less here versus what they saw in July. Obviously, the August crop report offers a lot of volatility, so expecting some reaction there. We'll see what the USDA says. But right now, seeing some higher numbers, and continue to watch the weather and, of course, see what the numbers say on Wednesday morning.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for that report. Always great to hear from you.
All right, thanks, Brian. Have a good day.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois.